to the editor. As per the article quoting the co-founder of Truckers for Safer Highways, I totally agree that the training time frame required needs to be re-evaluated before letting loose a new commercial motor vehicle, CMV, driver onto our highways. The Insurance Bureau of Canada, IBC, expressed its concerns by stating that, untrained operators of CMVs, I hope they mean those with very little driving hours and experience, are putting highway safety at risk. Insurance rates should be the controlling factor for such things as driver experience, first-time insurance buyer, cost of the vehicle, what type of load the operator will be carrying, and what kind of history does the transport company have as far as past incidents, accidents. A plan for improvement in reducing accidents, incidents would be to have the operator meet the required standard of hours to operate a CMV, something like that of an apprenticeship program. 80 hours just does not cut it, as mentioned in past submitted letters. If the transport company receives their training through a recognized, certified, provincial trainer, it is possible that the insurance company can forward a discount rate for their training. IBC stated that those transport drivers with less than 3 years driving experience are more likely to be involved in an accident incident. What about those operators with more than 3 years driving experience? Remember, you can be the most experienced driver and the way you drive or have been taught to drive is your responsibility. Allow the new transport operator to drive only in daylight hours, and if a long haul is required, have another driver, with several years' experience, take control of the CMV. If the CMV operator has a reputation for constantly causing accidents, incidents, or various driving infractions such as tickets, then it is up to the insurance company to reject approval for being insured. Note, it has been stated that some of these transport operators change their identity and the name of their past employer and start fresh with a clear record. The IBC can do research on an individual or company, no different than they do with personal vehicle use. One of the points that strikes me is when getting insurance for personal use, the insurance company states that if you lie when providing information, your request for insurance coverage will be denied. And as license is valid for 5 years, unless it has changed recently, and through the renewal process, the authorities who approve the renewal have access to the individual's history of operation. Finally, it was mentioned by a transport operator while doing a regular run from Barrie, Ontario to the Manitoba border, the inspection stations were not open for business, including the newly built station in Chennaiya since its grand opening. Hard to believe, maybe this operator only travels at night. I do not understand why the thought in keeping these inspection stations operating is not working. I am amused by the saying, if you build it, they will come, when? Thank you. Gary Cater, Timmins, Ont.